Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
This is the latest in our series, Life of a Song, and I'm Jan Daly. This week, Nessun Dorma. One of the most famous classical crossover songs, Nessun Dorma has a title that no one translates, possibly because it's rather preposterous. No one will sleep, when a tenor is belting away at full strength, might well evoke the response, especially with that racket going on. From the time of Turandot's premiere at La Scala in Milan in 1926, a year and a half after the death of its composer Giacomo Puccini, the aria sung by Prince Calaf in the final act became a favourite showboating piece for tenors to perform in concert. The silky melody, the emotive arc of the full gorgeous tenor range, the build-up to the final victorious cry of Vincerò, I will win, makes it perfect for a peacocky display of both technique and lip-quivering feeling. No one cares what the song actually says. Turandot has a silly storyline that involves solving three riddles and marrying the princess, or getting your head cut off. The unknown Calaf solves the riddles. The princess decrees that no one shall sleep until they discover his name. If they fail, everyone gets their heads cut off. So, forget the words. The song comes across as a simple, giant yelp of triumph, and as such, it's proved highly adaptable. Long before Nessun Dorma, in a 1972 recording by Luciano Pavarotti, was adopted as the BBC's theme tune for the 1990 World Cup, it had already broken out from the narrow world of opera. In 1955, Mario Lanza, perhaps the first heartthrob classical tenor, he also worked as a male model, gave the aria a sweet, swooping matinee idol treatment in the film Serenade, while pouting love interest Sara Montiel listened with suppressed excitement. Since then, the song has been used at dramatic high points in a bafflingly disparate array of films, from Mission Impossible Rogue Nation to The Killing Fields and Bend It Like Beckham. The uplifting, manly but emotive tune suits all sorts, even on football terraces. In 1990, the Pavarotti version shot to number 2 in the UK's singles chart. It had immediately become one of the great sporting anthems, yet its place in football's history is an unusual one. It wasn't so much that football promoted Nessun Dorma as vice versa. In 1990, the sport had a bad name, especially in Britain. Violent fans, horrible incidents such as the Heysel and Hillsborough Stadium disasters. But Italia 90, in which 26 million people watched the semi-final shootout between England and West Germany, changed the perception of the game in a strange example of the power of posh music. As journalist Jim White wrote, the final slow-mo eulogy, as Pavarotti's voice underpinned Gazza's tears, sent us all snuffling for the tissues. Suddenly, collectively, all the unbeatable drama inherent in our national sport dawned on us. Of the dozens of covers, a few of the more surprising are Roy Orbison and Jeff Lynne's 1989 A Love So Beautiful, which lifts the tune and replaces, of course, the words. A love so beautiful, and a bizarre heavy metal rendering by the band Manowar in 2002. In a 2010 instrumental version by Jeff Beck, it's the guitar that sings the tune. As for Aretha Franklin, who stepped in at the 40th Grammy Awards in 1998 to sing the song as cover for her friend Pavarotti's Sore Throat, that one is best described as soul funk improv.
Within my heart, my secret lies, and what his name is, none shall know. No.
And just as O Sole Mio became associated with a type of ice cream, so Nessun Dorma was used in 2009 to advertise Lavazza coffee in a version by Anthony Hegarty of Anthony and the Johnsons, who produced spine-tingling top notes. Yet although just about every ambitious tenor has had a go at the song, it is indelibly associated with Pavarotti. When he and Placido Domingo teamed up with José Carreras to form the Three Tenors act, Nessun Dorma became their staple, sung almost competitively in a mega decibel finale, and on the triple platinum, The Three Tenors in Concert, still the best-selling classical album ever. It was the last thing Pavarotti performed in public, although in fact he was already so ill by the time of his final appearance, at the opening ceremony of the Turin Winter Olympics in 2006, that his Nessun Dorma was lip-synced. At his funeral, just a year later, as he was honoured with a flypast by the Italian Air Force, trailing their red, white and green smoke, the music that thundered out was, what else, Nessun Dorma.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.